shut up. The footy's on Triple M.
This is a Triple M footy news update.
This is massive, this story.
A little exclusive.
With Tom Brown.
It's the final day of the trade period, and to run us through what we can expect in all of the chaos, we have Triple M Footy's very own Tom Brown, a man who can break a story if it's made out of titanium. Tommy, what can we expect today? We saw that Jordan Dawson looks like he's going to be heading to the Crows. That happened late last night.
Good morning, Rabs. This deal was teetering on the brink last night at 6 p.m. There was even some criticism from Sydney, which I'll get to in terms of Adelaide's conduct, but they resolved it late last night that we'll see Dawson get to Adelaide, which is where he wanted to go, and Sydney receive a future first-rounder in return. It's a clean deal. It'll get lodged around midday. That's Melbourne's future first-round pick. There was some sort of sparks in terms of this deal yesterday. Sydney was unhappy with the rule that could have seen not a free agent but an uncontracted player walk to Adelaide if they took him in the preseason draft. That would have been a risky option for Adelaide, of course. North Melbourne and Collingwood are both ahead of them in the preseason drafts. You always run that risk. Clubs often threaten the preseason drafts. It never seems to happen, I must say. It's always a thing that comes up with a couple of days of trade period to go. But Adelaide was intent on keeping the deal clean. And look, I think Sydney must have come round to the view that a future first rounder was a fair deal for Dawson. So that was resolved last night. There'll be some fallout from that. I think Sydney was unhappy with Adelaide's conduct at times. And as I mentioned, they're unhappy with the nature of that rule, which can see a player walk through to the preseason draft if they're uncontracted. But you've got to remember there's some history in all that, Rabs. I won't get into the nitty gritty, but the draft itself is a restraint of trade. Under the law, it can't be an unreasonable restraint of trade. And the reason that players can walk through the pre-season draft, we've got to remember, is to give some flexibility and make sure that those draft rules are legal. So there's some rhyme and reason often behind the AFL's approach with these rules, and there is in this instance.
Well, the other name on everyone's lips at the moment at the trade period is Bobby Hill. He has requested a trade from the Giants to the Bombers, Tommy. But as of yesterday, that looked like it sort of hit a hurdle. So will Bobby Hill end up in the red and black today?
It's up to the Giants. This is a deal of intrigue. Yesterday, Jason McCartney basically said it looked too hard to get done around midday. Essendon then swooped late in the afternoon, effectively had some peace talks with the Giants and offered their future second-round pick. Of course, they want something back later. But in essence, Adrian Dodoro was prepared to give up a future second-round pick. Keeping in mind, of course, if the Bombers, for example, finish eighth next year and they made the finals, that future second-round pick's worth around 24 as a starting point. Plus, that could come forward once you take out any academy picks and the like. So there was a conversation between Adrian Dodoro and Jason McCartney yesterday afternoon. Adrian extended this olive branch and offered this future second-round pick. But there's no angst at Essendon. It's now entirely up to the Giants whether they want to let Hill go effectively on compassionate grounds. He's got a partner who's pregnant who wants to come and live closer to some other family in Victoria. Brad Hill's partner is also pregnant, his cousin. And I think he's got a cousin playing in the AFLW team at the Bombers, Bobby Hill. So that's the reason he wants to come back to Victoria. It's now essentially up to the Giants. Their position last night was that Hill is a required player and they want to stick to him. There's been some interesting fireworks in this deal, Rabs. Colin Young has been frustrated with the Giants. Colin Young comes from the management company of Bobby Hill because the lob deal obviously fell over. And there's been some bad blood, whether you like it or not, between the Giants and Essendon, relating back to the Caldwell deal last year. And even when Jason McCartney at one point, I think, threatened Shield to go to Carlton at one point, didn't he, late in the piece. So there's been some fireworks between these clubs before. I'm told all these have been resolved. Jason and Adrian get on well these days. There were productive discussions yesterday, but it's a test for the Giants. He's only got a year to go on that contract, Hill, at GWS. So if he doesn't go now, he'll go at the end of next year. So the Giants, sort of similar to the Danaher situation in the sense that they may as well take something for him, but at the same time there's this debate in footy as to whether you want to let contracted players go. Up until 6 weeks ago, Hill was involved in negotiations to extend his contract this summer. So it's going to be an interesting situation today. My tip is that it will happen, but it will require the Giants to amend their position.
Well, what about the murmurs that the Pies are ready to swoop? Can you give me a percentage chance that Bobby Hill will be playing for Collingwood next year if the deal with Essendon falls through?
Very low, slim to none. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the Giants would prefer to deal with Collingwood, but Hill was resolute that he doesn't want to go to Collingwood. And so Collingwood were a factor in the discussions yesterday. The other factor of Collingwood, of course, is like they've got money allocated towards Dacos and a few things like that. So it wouldn't be easy for Collingwood to structure that deal. But clearly the Giants would prefer at one point yesterday to deal with Collingwood. But I don't think that Bobby Hill will go to Collingwood. And usually in these instances, the manager in effect gets their way in Colin Young. He's got other players at the Giants like Sam Taylor, who has recently extended his deal. So, look, I think this will happen, but it's going to be interesting to see what the Giants' position is today. Essendon want to go to the draft. They're trying to move up the draft order. So they say they're not stressed about all this. There's some mail around that Essendon was into Bobby Hill a little bit earlier than what's being discussed. I don't think Bobby Hill just magically decided last Friday that Saturday that he wanted to go to Essendon.
Yeah.
But that's Adrian Dodoro's job. So perhaps this was the undiscovered. Last year I broke the Dunkley story. They were interested in him. Mm. Perhaps this just sort of came up in the piece late in terms of it getting on the public record. But all that will come out. Rebs.
Well, they certainly did well at the draft last year, so no wonder they want to go back there this year. What about the Cattery, mate? The trade that has been pretty much on and off for the last 2 years, Jordan Clark. Now, Fremantle have a sweep of draft picks. Will Jordan Clark end up at the Dockers today?
I went down to Geelong yesterday. Steve Hocking made it absolutely clear that Clark's been offered a four-year deal by Fremantle. It's up to them to pay up. Geelong clearly won that pick 19. Fremantle obviously more willing to talk around the pick 22. We're not talking about a big difference, but we're talking about a couple of resolute, pretty firm characters in Steve Hocking and obviously Andrew Mackie, and then on Peter Bell on the Fremantle side. I expect that he'll get there. These things usually do happen, but according to Geelong, it's entirely now up to Fremantle to pay up. They're the ones that have made the big offer.
And what about the Hawks, mate? So they've got the four senior players that have been up for trade. They've been taken off the trade table. Will anyone from Hawthorn of significance leave the club today?
According to Hawthorn, no. According to the manager that controls this situation, Tom Petroro at TLA, TLA manage O'Meara, Wingard, Gunston and Mitchell, so he's quite firm. No, there won't be any movement. I do think the Giants were particularly keen on Wingard, but the Giants do have a tight salary cap space, and I'm hearing different reports now on whether Hawthorn would commit to a substantial chunk of that contract. I don't think they formally committed to pay a substantial portion. So it doesn't look like Wingard's going to get to the Giants. They have a tight cap. The other one, of course, was O'Meara and Port, and there's been no movement around that. So it looks like those four will stay. Jeff Kennett confirmed as much last night. There'll be big debate post-trade period now whether Hawthorn should have better planned this. You know, they're facing a 5, 6, 7, 8-year rebuild, according to most draft experts. They do have, I think, three key selections in the early part of this draft. But it's going to take a long time for Sam Mitchell to get them, you'd think, on a winning track. And it might have been mutually beneficial for one of those guys to go to a club, particularly in contention this year. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Sam Mitchell will have relationships to repair at Hawthorn because, you know, once you put someone on the trade table, you've got to then go back and obviously deal with them. I think they're all adults, those four players. They'll all, move on. I did find it interesting, though. I mean, Hawthorn was clearly interested in trading Wingard, and Wingard sort of rubbish the idea. He's acting within his rights, but I did find that an interesting situation. Wingard, it just shows that player power is still important because you've got a contract, you've got to agree to move.
And you've got to keep some senior players at your club as well, even if you're rebuilding. It's very important. Staying on the Hawks, mate, does it look like that John Segler will find his way to the Cats? And then in turn from Collingwood, will they get Max Lynch? This ruck merry-go-round looks like it's involving four clubs. Do you see that playing out today on the final day of trade?
Yeah, I do. I think Laddams will get to Sydney, and I think that Lynch will get to where he wants to go to, and I think Segler will get to the Cats.
I think Laddams is really important for the Swans. Joey Mantegna said yesterday on the trade podcast on Triple M that he thinks that that's the most important trade to get done today, because if Sydney want to come out of this trade period with a better list than they had in 2021, Laddams needs to arrive there. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think Laddams is the standout ruckman. There's been a lot of, with the utmost respect, B-plus ruckman or B-ruckman that have been discussed this trade period. But I think Laddams is the exception, and that's why there's been a healthy debate as to whether he's worth that pick in the early 30s. And I expect that Sydney will pay up for that and he'll get there.
And before I let you go, mate, I know you've got a very busy day ahead of you. Do you envisage any surprises, any Adam Treloars or anything on the horizon for today at all? Or do you think it's going to be Dawson, Hill potentially, Jordan Clark, and that'll be it?
I think the Giants need to clear a player in their salary cap, but it's more likely that they'll do that through shifting the money. I don't think they'll have to clear out a player today. Yep. I hear murmurings the Lob deal could still happen to the Giants. Mm-hmm. So keep a close eye on that. Colin Young and the Giants will be working on that today. It seems dead for the moment and was last night, but it's still a possibility. And as for the Hawks, I just don't think anything's going to happen there. Look, what I think could happen is that a club could lowball them and offer them a fairly high pick for one of those players and just tempt Sam Mitchell. But I just don't see that happening at the moment. But it's a long time between, I guess, midday and 7:30 when the trade period concludes tonight.
It is, mate. Best of luck with everything today. And thank you for joining us today on Triple M. And as always, you can keep abreast of all the trade happenings on the Triple M footy social channels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tommy Brown, thank you, mate.
Thanks so much, Rabs. Have a great day.